Okay, first of all, thanks, organizer, inviting me to give the opportunity to give a talk in such a very special workshop in honor of the Bill Lamford's birthday. I knew Bill back to 1985 when I was a graduate student in the University of Waterloo, and we offered a course called Dynamic System 2 in University of Guelph, and we drove there twice each week and take the course. I remember that was the first time I learned the omega limit set. And I want to say thank you very much, Bill, and best wishes for your new future life. Okay, what I'm going to talk about, actually I'm feeling embarrassing to talk about give a talk after Jim's talk, because he talked about 3 million variables. I'm going to talk about a planar system which only has 2 variables. So it's really too simple to talk about anything. However, I still want to see something, because it has also a big name there, Herbert. Now, I have to confess that I'm not an expert in the studying the Herbert 16th problem. It was motivated by one of my colleagues from the Jiaotong University in China. When I sabbatical 2 years ago, I visited him, and he told me that he and his student were working on problem to find existing limit. Maximum number of limit cycles for a cubical system. They found 8 limit cycles, and they tried. He said that we had a difficulty to find the 10. We tried. Then he said that you have done some work for the computation of the degenerate half bifurcations. Are you interested to try that? Then I asked, because I'm an applied person, I asked, how is it useful in applications? And he said, well, I don't know exactly how applications, but it's one of the Herbert's problem. Oh, then I thought maybe it's important to try. So I had a laptop. I tried 2 days to use my code and supported by Maple. And after 2 days, I found I showed the existence of 10 limit cycle. So that was the results which will be published in International Journal of Bifurcation Accuracy next year. Then we got excited. He said, well, so far the best result for cubic system is 11 limit cycles. Do we want to try 12? And I thought from 8 to 10, spend 2 days, maybe a couple of weeks or maximum or one month and so. So yeah, why not? So, but turned out to be a very tough question. We faced lots of problems to be sure that we spend more than 1 year to get the result, and we showed that it does have 12 limit cycles. So that's what I'm going to talk about. I think that everyone knows the 11? No, for that, because that's the same, no, original is a saddle point, so it's in the symmetric with the original. So if you have the find a 6 for one focus point, then it's a double, it's 12. 11, yes. Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I suppose everyone knows 16th Herbert's problem. Roughly speaking, it's suppose the system is described by the two-dimensional ODE, and P and Q are the polynomials X and Y. The question is, what is the maximum number of the limit cycles for the system to have? Looks very simple, but the turns out to be a very difficult problem in general. In particular, to find the global limit cycles. If this strict is a local problem, then it's related to degenerate half-bifurcation. So you need to find the to calculate the Fuchs values. It's called a fine Fuchs. And then you need to solve those couple polynomial equations for system parameters such that you can have as many as Fuchs values equal zero and the highest one non-zero. Then that's only gives you a possibility. But you have to use the proper perturbations to show that the exact existence of the limit cycles. Okay, let's start from the quadratic system. Oh, by the way, more precisely, the maximum number is we want to find the relation between maximum number of limit cycle and the index of the polynomials P and Q. But for simplicity, we may say for both P and Q, if both are general quadratic, then what's the maximum number of limit cycles? And in 1952, Bautin proved for quadratic system, and this system is does not look generic, but it was proved that any general quadratic system can be deduced to this system. And he proved that for local limit cycle, at most three, so maximum number is three. And in late 50s, it was proved that a global limit cycle exists for the quadratic system. After that, seems no further results for quadratic system. And actually, Bautin had a mistake in the third Fuchs value with the long sign. And after that, many people collected results, including Liu. They used the Lyapunov-Schmidt deduction approach to find the correct Fuchs value. Okay, now after that, people tried for the third order systems. Here I just list a few results. For a system, if the original is a center, then some results proved six small limit cycles. And for that system, five small limit cycles. And if the original is not a center, it's also proved for this system, okay, particularly for this system, the 11 limit cycles. However, among them only eight are local or small limit cycles, three global limit cycles. So it's four equilibrium point for each one has two local limit cycles, then have two global limit cycles and have one large limit cycle, so 11. Okay, now what we have tried is this system is more general. We have the AB, so when this condition is satisfied, the original is a saddle point. And we want to make a two fork point about the origin, and then we want to consider the existing limit cycle for each local point. As I said, this is related to the computation of Fuchs value of the degenerate late half bifurcations.
So you have no quadratic.
No, we do. Do you have? Oh, sorry. Oh, for this one, yeah. Symmetrical. Yeah, only cubic, yeah. That's right. For this one, only cubic, yeah. Only after the transformation, then we have the quadratic. Okay, now there are many approaches to calculate the Fuchs value of degenerate half bifurcations. Supposedly, a general system is given by this, and including the hyperbolic, including the A. A is the supposed stable, so we can find the normal form for the Hopf bifurcation on the center manifold, two-dimensional center manifold. Okay. There are a number of approaches which can be used. What I reuse here is called multiple time scales, and that we found is efficient for computing the Fox values of Hopf bifurcation. Okay, now let's go back to the system. This condition gives a two-fork point, and that condition to give the Hopf bifurcation. The last condition normalize the frequency to 1. For simplicity, we try the A equal 1 half, B equal 1, then B 1 to equal 0. Why do we want to choose those conditions? Because the computation of the Fox value becomes simple. So now we use the transformation to move this point to 0, 1. Remember the 0, negative 1 is symmetric with this one. So if we can find the 5 limit cycle for this system, then we have 10 for the whole system. Now the first Fox value V1, we can find, then we can solve the AV0, and then continue to find the V2, and depends on this number whether it is a zero or not, we can divide it in two cases, and each case has several subcases and total of 16 subcases, and among which 7 are limit cycles and 9 are centers. I summarize the cases on this table. Now, I put the quotation mark there, and so I said the center, but we didn't prove rigorously. We just use a computer to verify all the higher order Fox values equal zero, because we found it's very, actually, in Pauting's paper, his major work is to prove the center. For calculating the Fox value, is not so difficult. I will give the conjecture at the end of the talk to show if we can prove the conjecture, then all the cases of the centers are solved. So here I assume those are centers without a rigorous proof. For other cases, we have five full limit cycle cases and two limit cycle cases. So this is means the origin system has 10 limit cycles. Okay, now when you find those Fox values equal zero for certain parameter values, but you have to show the existence of those exact limit cycles. To find the sufficient and necessary condition for this existence of those limit cycles is too difficult and is too complicated condition. So here we only need a sufficient condition. If you can, you give the proper perturbation under which the system does have those limit cycles. So for theorem one, mainly says that if you can, for this system, okay, we call normal form, and if you can show that you can choose the parameters value such that VI, VI plus 1, they have the opposite sign, and those also second condition is satisfied, then it's a guarantee that the system has those limit cycles. But theorem one is that you can split all the parameters separate. Okay, for this order, I use this parameter. Next, I use another one and another one. But sometimes you cannot split. You cannot separate. You have to solve those parameters simultaneously. Then this theory says tells you that for that cases, also we can have a sufficient condition for the existence of limit cycles. Okay, now I show some. So this is the one case of the eight limit cycles. Okay, that's the set of point, those fourth order four input and the four set of points and two unstable input. So for in the neighborhood of those points, each one has the four limit cycles. Now question, it's easy to prove that we don't have the global limit cycle. The only possibility is here. Is that possible has a large limit cycle along this point? That's possible only when the homoclinic orbit exists. However, we can show that. That's for the trajectory nearby the center point. And maybe if you start from this direction and go back, it does not go this direction. Actually, it goes along this. And if we green that, then, no, sorry. This turn, so this is not a homoclinic orbit. So it does not have a large limit cycle. So the maximum number is 8. Now, ten limit cycles. Again, the B12 equals 0, then we can solve the A3 0, and then B3 0, then we got the V1, V2 equals 0. Now, after that, we have V3, V4, and giving those expressions. And F1 is the third degree polynomial about B21, and F2 is the sixth degree polynomial of B21. So we cannot solve F1 then to solve F2. We have to solve F1 and F2 simultaneously. So how to solve them? We are eliminating B21 from F1 and F2, then find the expression for B21, and then get the resultant given by this equation. Okay, now the first three factors give centers, so only last factor gives the possible solutions for existence of the limit cycles. So we have four solutions. So in other words, now we have the conditions V1, V2, V3, V4 equals 0, and V5 is non-zero. So that's possible to have five limit cycles around 0.01. And then next, we give a proper perturbations to those parameters and which satisfy this condition. So finally, we can have the normal form, and in fact, we can choose the perturbations epsilon 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And this is again numerical simulations. So it's similar to 8 limit cycle, but here is a 10 limit cycle. For each point, we have the 5. Okay, this is another example, because we have two cases for 10 limit cycles. Okay, I have 5 minutes to talk about 12. Okay, remember for 8 and 10, we are supposed to be 1, 2 equals 0. Now we, this is the condition, so let be 1, 2 equal this. Okay, non-zero. So now we have 6 free parameters, and we can choose them to such that V1 to V5 equals 0, but V6 non-zero, and leave 1 for linear perturbation. Okay, and the process is the same as 8 and 10 limit cycles. So now we have the 6 forks values, and we use a computer program and Maple symbolic programs. Do you find all the 6 Fuchs values? Yeah, V1 is simple, V2 is not too bad, and V3 is computer output is 180 lines, And V6 is 7,800 over. And if you plot out, print out is over 300 pages, of course we didn't. Now, how to solve them simultaneously? They are highly coupled. So if you cannot solve, then you cannot prove that. What we try to do, okay, that's V2. And two cases. One is a generic case. If the BD is non-zero, the other one is a special case, BD equals zero. We did it to both cases, but what I talk about here is just a special case. Special case, if the BD equals zero, then we can solve the B21 from the BD equals zero. And then V2 is simplified to this expression, and we have to use another variable to solve V2. So therefore, the remaining four variables to solve V2, 3, 4, and 5, and leave V6 non-zero. Okay, so we can use either A or A21 to solve V2 equals zero. And so A2 is given by this. And then we can simplify the V3, V4, and V5. They have the common factors F. Okay, F. And the F1, F2, F3 are ith degree polynomial of V3, zero. And because F is the common factor, the conjecture says then F gives the centers. So we solve F1 equals zero, and give the B3, zero. And simplify the F2 and the F3, and finally give the finally eliminate A21 from those two equations to find A21 expression, and then the final equation is F4. F4 has two factors, and the first one again we can show that's the center. So only solution is from this F42. All right, so we choose the one solution. Remember, one to the original, the saddle point B must be, absolute value B must be greater than absolute value A. So we choose this critical point. Then give the perturbations, okay? Give these perturbations. I should skip this. So show a numerical example for this case. So how to now? It's not easy to choose all those perturbations, epsilon 1 to epsilon 6, then get to the parameter values, and then get to the Fox values. And actually, we use the MAPLE to accuracy to 1,000 digits to verify the result. Okay, so now this is the amplitude of the six limit cycles. Okay, this is just to show the trajectory of the system. And this is along the focus six or the focus point. And this part enlarged here, this shows the saddle point, and this is the fifth order point. And again, this diagram shows that there is no global or large limit cycle around the saddle point. Well, that's 12. Is that possible to have 14? The condition shows it's possible, but I don't know how to find that. We are trying. So to summarize my talk, a planar system with 30 degree polynomial can have 12 small limit cycles. And we give the sufficient condition to show the existence of multiple small limit cycles. And such a system may have 14 small limit cycles. Now, the conjecture, as I said, for the center, if you have adjacent to forks variables, and you just choose the one parameter such that both of them are zero, then all the following forks values will be zero. In other words, they have the common factor. If they have the common factor, then should be center. We are trying to prove, but not successful yet. So final question is, what is the maximum number for the cubic system? Local and global, I know. I don't have an answer. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.